This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has hit the top gear with only 11 days remaining for polling on the 23rd of this month. In West Bengal, top political leadership of all major political parties are addressing rallies across the districts. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting at Kawakhali in Siliguri. The Prime Minister said the enthusiasm among the people of West Bengal indicates that the ruling Trinamool Congress will face a defeat in the upcoming elections. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee also addressed an election rally at Khanda Ghosh, Purva Bardhaman, and criticized the BJP. She said a party delivers on its promises while BJP leaders make commitments and do not follow through. In Tamil Nadu, BJP President Nitin Naveen is campaigning at Sattur in Virudhunagar district in favour of Nainar Nagendran. Former MP and actor Sarat Kumar and many important leaders of the party are participating in the roadshow at Sattur. BJP, AIA, DMK, PMK and the NDA Alliance Party men have joined the roadshow. On the other hand, DMK Chief and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin campaigned at Paramakuri this morning. He also interacted with the public. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the time has come for the implementation of the Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, and the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with a quota for women in place. In a letter to the floor leaders of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha ahead of the three-day special sittings of Parliament, Mr. Modi also asked all members to come together in one voice to pass the amendments to the Women's Reservation Law. The Women's Reservation Act will ensure an increase in the number of Lok Sabha seats to 816, of which 273 will be reserved for women. The Bharatiya Janata Party has appointed senior leader and Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan as the central observer for the election of the Legislative Party leader in Bihar. The decision was taken by the party's parliamentary board. Legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passed away at 92 in Mumbai today. Maharashtra Cultural Affairs Minister Ashish Shelar confirmed the news while speaking to the media outside the hospital. She was admitted to a private hospital last evening due to a chest infection and exhaustion. Her last rites will be performed tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park in Mumbai. President Draupadi Murmu expressed condolences on the passing away of the legendary singer Asha Bhosle. In a social media post, the president said that her demise has created a huge void in the world of music. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the demise of legendary singer Asha Bhosle. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Asha Bhosle was one of the most iconic and versatile voices India has ever known. He said that her extraordinary musical journey spanning decades enriched the country's cultural heritage and touched countless hearts across the world. The Prime Minister said that be it her soulful melodies or vibrant compositions, her voice carried timeless brilliance. Mr. Modi said that he would always cherish the interactions he had with her. The annual Amarnath Yatra will commence on the 3rd of July this year and conclude on August 28th, coinciding with the festival of Raksha Bandhan. Jammu Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha announced that the Yatra will span a total of 57 days. In a social media post, Mr. Sinha said that Pratham Puja, performed to seek the blessings of Lord Shiva, will be held on June 29th on the occasion of Jyestha Purnima. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 69 for 3 in 7 overs against Gujarat Titans at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow when reports last came in. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to field. In another match, Mumbai Indians will face Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.